It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, January 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. Some elected officials across the Western Slope will see a substantial pay raise. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
County commissioners in Ouray, San Miguel, and Montrose counties will see a 30% raise in salary. Last year, the Colorado Legislature, which sets the pay for elected officials in the state, voted to approve a 30% pay increase for anyone elected, from county commissioners to sheriffs to state senators and the governor. In that bill, though, they allowed a caveat for counties facing dire budgetary conditions. This is Ouray County Administrator Connie Hunt.
They talked about it in a work session, and in the end, they decided, because they didn't have to take action, they came to the conclusion that they would not take action on the item, that they would let it happen and receive the 30% increases for future elected officials in Ouray County.
By taking no action, salaries will go up 30%, the first time those positions have seen an increase since 2007. The increase won't go into effect, though, for a few years. It's only for the next round of elected leaders. Hinsdale and Delta counties decided not to do the full 30% raise, and instead opted to only raise salaries by 20%. Mesa County went the farthest, and elected officials saw no increase in pay. County officials can, at any time, reverse that decision, though, and raise salaries back up to the 30% mark. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The governor has identified the first 16 priority trail projects as part of his Colorado the Beautiful initiative. The initiative aims to connect various hiking, walking, and biking trails in all parts of Colorado to improve access to the outdoors. Benta Berkland reports from the state capitol.
The 16 trails include a stretch to help connect Carbondale to Crested Butte. Another is a multi-use trail to connect Mesa Verde to neighboring communities in Cortez and Mancos. Great Outdoors Colorado is earmarking the first $10 million in its trails budget to help fund the projects. Lisa Annenbrug is the group's executive director.
What Colorado has to offer in the way of nature, recreation, outdoor recreation is a big driver for why people want to be here and why people want to stay here.
In addition to connecting trails on the Western Slope and Front Range, the long-term goal is to have every resident within a 10-minute walk of a park, open space, or trail within a generation. A final price tag for the initiative is still uncertain. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Alpine Loop Backcountry Byway is also on the list. According to the state, a 1.5-mile gap near Lake City needs to be filled to complete the 64-mile trail that runs from Silverton to Ouray. Democratic Representative Millie Hamner is the chair of the State Joint Budget Committee this session. She's also the vice chair of the House Appropriations Committee. KVNF's Laura Pomisano recently spoke to the Western Slope lawmaker about what big budget issues will be debated at the Capitol this session. This is the second part of that interview.
What are the proposed cuts to K-12 and higher education?
Well, in the governor's budget, he's recommending a reduction in higher education funding of $20 million. Personally, I think that's going in the wrong direction. I think that we need to do a better job of investing in our students graduating from our high schools and attending our Colorado universities. The other reduction that he has proposed is an increase in the negative factor to funding K-12 education. Talk about a complicated subject. I'm hoping that we can do a better job of funding our schools without having to apply this negative factor.
What would the impact to students be if higher education got cut and the negative factor was increased?
Well, you know, the negative factor only applies to, you know, K-12 schools. The possible impact to higher education would be an increase in tuition and fees. And again, I would argue that that would take Colorado in the wrong direction. The impact for K-12, if we can't fully fund the formula, the school finance formula, the way that the Coloradans envisioned when it was passed in the late 80s, 1980s, is that schools have a harder and harder time of keeping up with inflation and growing numbers of students and greater needs that some students are bringing to school with them with fewer dollars.
Transportation was also mentioned in the recent State of the State address as a priority, and both parties say it's a priority this session. What are the Democrats proposing?
You know, the biggest issue with transportation is funding. And, you know, the report that we heard from the Director of Transportation indicates that Colorado needs $1 billion a year for 20 years to deal with the backlog of issues in transportation and to address the needs of the future of Colorado. Those are big numbers, and we don't have those kind of dollars on the table this year. So what we're talking about now is honoring what we call Senate Bill 228, which was intended to transfer $200 million a year for 5 years to transportation. That funding is contingent upon the amount of TABOR refunds that we're issuing. So as we go through the budget process, we'll be paying really close attention to the magnitude of taxpayer refunds and the growing needs in transportation.
Republicans have proposed bonds when it comes to transportation. How do you feel about that, and is there maybe a middle ground on this issue?
I hope there is a middle ground on that trans bond proposal. I mean, the idea is to bond out some of the transportation needs. The issue during our last legislative session is that in order to pay back those bonds, the Department of Transportation would have had to pay back the bonds using all the dollars they currently have for road maintenance and infrastructure. And so that was problematic. I'm hoping that we can pull together this year and rethink some other possible ways of addressing that issue.
Looking ahead to the session, what bills are you planning?
Mostly budget-related bills. I'll be carrying the long bill. It'll start in the House this year, and that's our state budget bill. We've been meeting as a budget committee since November to hear from all the departments and from our staff around some of the issues related to each department. We're right now in the supplemental process where we actually true up this year's budget. So the first set of bills that I'll be carrying will be around debate and hopefully support of the supplemental bill package to true up the 14-15 budget that we're, I'm sorry, the 15-16 budget that we're currently in. In addition to budget-related bills, I'll also be carrying the school finance bill that will hopefully allocate as many dollars as we possibly can into the school finance formula. I'm also working with some county elected officials on some potential fixes to the escalating cost of private health care on the Western Slope. So I don't have anything tangible right now, but I'm working with the counties to get some suggestions for how we can make this work for our citizens on the Western Slope. And as if that's not enough, I'm also working with Representative Rankin from Garfield County on revising our current school finance formula. So I think I'm going to be plenty busy this session.
Thank you for your time, Millie.
I really appreciate you being interested. It means a lot to me.
That was State Representative Millie Hamner speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound with Jeff.